From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The United States is working to toughen sanctions against North Korea. Susan Thornton, the acting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Asian and Pacific Affairs, told a congressional committee the Trump administration is working with international partners on applying new pressure on Kim Jong-un's government.
We think that this maximum pressure campaign is the last best chance to resolve this peacefully, but what that also means is that eventually we will need to get into some diplomacy, and we will need flexibility when we get to that point.
If fully implemented, the new sanctions would significantly cut North Korea's oil, gasoline, diesel, and heavy fuel oil imports, while completely banning the import of natural gas and other oil substitutes. North Korea, meanwhile, condemned the UN action, saying it is aimed at completely suffocating the North Korean people. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is currently on his second trip to China, where he's seeking Beijing's cooperation on what U.S. officials say is a maximum pressure campaign against North Korea's nuclear aggression. American officials say damaged infrastructure in Puerto Rico has made it difficult to distribute aid throughout the island devastated by Hurricane Maria. Zlatica Hoke has more.
Residents in many Puerto Rican communities are running out of food as they wait for aid. But the White House said Thursday the shortage is not due to a lack of effort by the Trump administration.
The island setting presents logistical hurdles that do not exist on the mainland, where trucks from around the country can converge on disaster areas. 10,000 federal government relief workers are there, including 7,200 troops, are now on the island and working tirelessly to get people what they need.
Under the pressure from critics, President Donald Trump also waived a law that bars foreign ships from bringing aid to the island.
This is VOA News in Washington. A stampede on a railway bridge in India's financial hub of Mumbai has killed at least 22 people and injured more than 20 during the morning rush hour on Friday. The stampede occurred as dozens of people took cover on the bridge from a sudden monsoon downpour. Although the cause of the stampede is unclear, there were reports of rumors that the bridge might collapse. On Thursday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for swift action to halt the deteriorating situation in Myanmar's, or Burma's, northern Rakhine State, where 500,000, mostly Rohingya Muslims, have fled to neighboring Bangladesh in the past month. Guterres called for an end to the military's operations, unhindered aid access, and the safe and voluntary return of refugees to their areas of origin. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley seeks further cooperation.
The United States is providing $95 million to support urgent humanitarian needs in Burma and Bangladesh. But given the likelihood of more people fleeing across the border, plus the ongoing monsoon season, and the humanitarian need already present in Bangladesh, this generosity will not be enough.
The Rohingya are one of many ethnic minorities in the Buddhist-majority nation. Violence erupted in Rakhine on August 25th after attacks by Rohingya militants on state security forces led to severe military reprisals. Somali security officials say at least seven people were killed when a car carrying a bomb slammed into a minibus in Mogadishu on Thursday. Officials say no one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing, which they say resembles attacks carried out by the extremist group Al-Shabaab. It's unclear who the intended target was, though witnesses say a government security forces vehicle was passing by when the blast occurred. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has wrapped up a trip to Afghanistan, India, and Qatar, aimed at bolstering security ties with U.S. partners. Mattis's last stop on Thursday was Qatar, where Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani has appealed for an unconditional dialogue to end a crisis involving his country and Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, who all cut ties with Qatar in June over its close relationship to Iran and alleged support for extremists. Qatar has denied supporting extremism, saying the crisis is politically motivated. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.